you anoint, the words from your heart will permeate us, transform us, and change us into what you need us to be. So let this be for your glory, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
During the night, I woke up, and I was reciting 2 Corinthians 5:21. So those of you who have your Bibles, go to 2 Corinthians 5:21. And I found myself quoting this verse, but I already had been permeated by it during the week. But in the middle of the night, it was needing to be manifest. It was needed to be spoken. It simply says, God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for me, so that in him I might become the righteousness of God. And the press was the word become. If you're reading the NIV, I believe it implies that it's going to be something that's going to happen down the road. I don't believe that's what God really means. I really do believe that St. Paul was implying that as you recognize that he was made sin for me, the becoming was a reality instantly. I shared with you during the communion time about the covenant, where both men would have a scar to prove the other would be visible any time that he would look at his hand or wrist. Binding him to that agreement that whatever happened to the other family was his responsibility. Jesus became sin so that I could become free and righteous before my Father. It simply says God made him who had no sin to be sin. So he took away everything about you that is unpleasant to him, and he put it on his Son. He put every failure that you will commit tomorrow on him on that day. And most Christians are trying to scrub their failures away. How many remember what it's like to do penance? How many have been worn out by doing penance and you do the same mistake all over again? Well, it's time to come out of the religious realm, because God didn't give you a commission to do penance or to repent. To repent means to change your mind, to make your attitude different. And if you back up in this chapter, verse 16 says, so from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Penance is a worldly point of view. Repentance is a worldly point of view. Changing your mind is something only he can do if you release yourself to him. Verse 13 says, if we are out of our minds, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, which is the mind of Christ, it is for you. Verse 14, for Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all have died. What did they die to? Themselves and their attitude. Verse 15, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. If he wasn't raised again, then you're serving a dead master. Pretty scary. But in the world system, we see many people walking around with a cross, and there's nothing wrong with that. Whether it's got a corpus on it or not, he's still risen. But where did he rise to? He didn't rise just for those that were alive 2,000 years ago. He came and he put a deposit in you. His Holy Spirit is right inside of you, so he's risen in you. Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So the old you was dealt with at the cross. That's that selfish person that you used to be. That sometimes springs to life when you least expect it. Amen? Amen. And those of you who drive a car, you can see the old creation come back to life when somebody does something stupid in front of you. We talked about that last week and the week before. Verse 18 says, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Gave me the reconciliation ministry. What does that mean? I represent the one who said it is finished. And you and I are ambassadors. Now, there's a lot of things going on in New York today. Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania. And through many, many areas of our nation, including our little village of Palmer, or town of Palmer, where there's going to be gatherings in his name at a quiet time at 1 o'clock. The police department issued a phone call to all by machinery, the town members, to invite. Did anybody get one? I did, and I listened to it. 1 o'clock today, they're asking for a quiet time. 5 o'clock tonight, they're gathering at the old high school or Commerce Middle School with the band, and some people will be praying and asking God for recognition of this 10th anniversary. And you know, we don't understand sometimes the loss of life and what it means. We don't understand why people could hate us so much. But I've got news for you. The United States of America was formed, and by choice, the people made a decision to serve the Most High God.
Amen.
And they gave this land to him. If you look at Israel, it was God who chose Israelites, and they backfired. They backfired. They made a mess because they like to do things their way. America also backfires periodically, makes mistakes. Whether those in authority or those that are, you know, at the headship of anything, they make mistakes. If you start throwing stones instead of interceding, you're on the wrong path. Your job and my job is to intercede for those who are broken.
Amen.
Pray for their salvation. Be jealous for them to come to life in Christ. Be jealous for them to be new creations. Be jealous for them to be transformed and healed. That's your commission. I'm not saying don't vote, but I am saying pray the Holy Spirit before you go. I listened to the president the other night. And I heard a couple of commentators say he's on the re-election campaign already. And I agree. That's exactly what it sounded like. But you know what? That man believes what he's really preaching. He really does. Now, did God know that he would be preaching this 3 years ago?
Of course he knows everything.
Yeah. And still he said yes. Yes, go ahead. Let this man come in. You know, sometimes you have to recognize people are designed of God, just like King Saul was on the job. What was his job? King Saul was there to bring a season of training to the next king. Happened to be David. David learned all the things to do and not to do by watching Saul make a fool of himself. You say, oh, are you accusing President Obama of being like Saul? No, I'm just trying to tell you that he's making mistakes. Our job is intercede, pray, ask God for grace, so we can survive it. Is this man a bad man? Absolutely not. Is he really believing what he's doing is of God? I believe he's doing the best he knows. But as you and I intercede, God can touch this man. I'm not saying he hasn't touched him already. But I do know this. Our job is clear. We are to be ambassadors. Verse 19. Well, the balanced part of 18 is, he gave us the ministry of reconciliation that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, and though God's were making his appeal through us, God is making his appeal through you and me. For what? We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, and God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him I might become the righteousness of God. Might become, because it's depending on the individual to make the decision. When I make the decision to serve the Most High, then I lay down all of what I was. It's vacuumed up by the Lord. And I shouldn't go digging into the garbage can. Looking at your old sins is like looking into the bag of trash that you just vacuumed up off the floor. Don't look at that anymore. That's done with. Don't go searching out every mistake you've ever made because Jesus already took it.
Amen.
He took it. Why should you try to take it back and beat yourself up with it? Either you have given it up, or you continue to live with it. The other thing I wanted to go to you is Psalm number 93, because of that flight 93. So I just take a peek at Psalm 93, because that was the other thing that he showed me during the night. It's very short, but to the point. I believe that's what he's saying to America. God had Claude give me this verse on August 23rd, 2011. The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty, the Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are for all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice, and the seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. You say, what does the sea have to do with it? It is not representing the ocean. It's representing people. The seas are the multitude of believers that are being what? Lifted up. Our voices are being lifted up. And they are like pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. And the Lord on high is mighty through you and through me. The Lord on high is mighty through you and through me. So you may not think that you're valuable in your own eyes. You can think all you want, but I'm asking you to put on the mind of Christ today and get into your right mind. And that is that you're valuable, that you have quality before God and before man. And that which he shows you is important for the body of Christ to mature. You're not going to be able to do it on your own. You're going to need one another. You say, well, I ain't got much to give. Hey, if everybody puts their 10%, what happens? Yeah. If you all do your part, and you say, oh, is he preaching about money? Well, I might be. Think about it. Obey to the best of your ability. Be honest with the Lord. Be honest with the Lord. Do what you can. I'm not asking you to do what you can't, but do what you can to support one another. If everybody does their part, then we as a church can help those that the Lord shows us. If you don't do your part, then we ain't got it to give. It's that simple. You say, well, I don't make a lot. There was a woman at the Lord's temple when he was walking by. He said to his disciples, watch. And a lady came and she only had 2 copper coins. And the Lord says she gave more than all the others who had big checks. Amen. I'm not criticizing big checks. We need them. But the bottom line is, I'm saying those 2 copper pennies to her were more than all the others were giving out of their surplus. Go back to Jesus. Ask him what you're to do. I'm not preaching about money. I'm just asking you to be obedient to the Lord. Now would you bow your heads, please? Father, the ambassador in each of us represents the Most High. And when we do it right, our God gets real happy. When we fail, he's not going to be sad. He's just going to look for us to have enough grace to be poured into us so that we will be able to obey. Give us the courage to call out for grace when we need it. Give us the courage to call out for mercy when we need to do so. And bless the food that we're about to receive, because that's also a blessing. And bless each other as you go forth in this day. Amen.